Plant and animal life revolves around a somewhat scarce element, water. Due to the limited availability of this resource, animals obtain it through their diet in items such as seeds, plants, insects, animals, and carrion. Desert plants, like many other organisms, have ensured their permanency as a species through a great variety of internal processes, geared primarily toward capturing large volumes of water quickly, efficiently, and securely, storing this water for periods of drought, and creating strategies for reducing water loss by perspiration. These strategies collectively contribute to their survival under extreme climatic conditions. The seeds of some plants can remain in the soil for several years until the moisture conditions are appropriate for germination. Other species of plants develop different strategies, such as growing enormous roots, capable of reaching water sources found at great depths, as is the case with the mesquite tree and the greenwood tree. Or they spread them over a large area to quickly soak up the moisture of occasional rainstorms, like the creosote bush or greasewood. Still others have developed small leaves which facilitate water conservation since the area of transpiration is very limited. Perhaps the desert plants that are most well known and best adapted are cacti, which have meaty stems and roots that are able to store water for critical times. They have modified their leaves to the point that they have become spines, reducing transpiration to a minimum. Photosynthesis, which is normally a process that occurs in the leaf, is carried on in the stem with its chlorophyll. The stem additionally is covered by a waxy cuticle to decrease water loss. So when we observe a cactus, we discover that each thorn is a leaf. And just as we do, they have systems for storage of water, as if they had a water storage tank inside them. In the case of animals, adaptations tend to be more dynamic than they are in plants. For animals, the majority of these adaptations have to do with water conservation and regulation of body temperature. This is accomplished through various behaviors. For example, some, such as bats and owls, carry on their activities during the night. Others are active at dusk, as is the case with many birds and mammals. They have also adapted their eating habits in order to obtain their water from their food. But unquestionably, the most amazing of all behavioral adaptations is migration. Animals make unbelievable trips, as is the case with the monarch butterfly, which flies all the way from Canada to the fir forests of Michoacán. Other adaptations would be the decrease of activity, modification of reproductive behavior, etc.